Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the Corbett Report. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, coming to you, as always, from the sunny climes of Western Japan here on the 22nd day of March, 2024. And if you are watching this video on the day of its release, then deprogramming note, please note, there is no New World Next Week this week. As you will know, if you follow MediaMonarchy.com, you will have seen James Pilato has posted up on MediaMonarchy.com a little note to let people know that he is sick this week, and so has taken the week off. So there will be no New World Next Week this week. And as good, faithful New World Next Week viewers, you will have seen our discussion at the end of the last edition of New World Next Week, where we discussed there will be no New World Next Week next week. In fact, deprogramming note, there will be no new Corbett Report material coming out from CorbettReport.com next week, as video editor extraordinaire Brock West will be unavailable next week, and I suppose I could press ahead and edit a video or two myself, but nah, I'm going to work on the million administrative things I have to work on the site and some long-term projects that I'm working on, so I'll have plenty to keep me busy. But it means I will be posting the subscriber newsletter as usual this weekend to CorbettReport.com, to my Substack, so stay tuned for that. But after that, there will be nothing for a week. So please, I appreciate and thank you in advance for all the "Are you dead?" emails I'm about to receive, but they will be mercilessly ignored. Having said that, in order to prepare ourselves for a restful week apart, I wanted to leave you with something uplifting, something nice, rather than the doom and gloom to which we are accustomed in the independent media space. So I'm going to turn to an editorial that I wrote the better part of a decade ago, specifically in May of 2016. This was the first editorial that I wrote after the birth of my daughter. And I know that this editorial touches a chord with people, because not only did I get that feedback at the time that it was released, but you might have seen last week in my editorial on the globalist secret message, I did include a portion of this article in there, and I got a lot of feedback from people being very thankful for that. So why not put it on the record in its entirety here in video format for people who don't read? Here it is in a video for you, and I trust that this message, I hope that it will get across. So this editorial is called The Greatest Blessing, and it was released on May 14th, 2016. I was going to call this editorial A Survival Guide to Planet Earth. You know, some advice for my newborn daughter that she can read when she grows up. Kind of a don't take any wooden nickels for the switched-on anti-globalist set. One can imagine the items that would make such a list. Always assume that politicians are lying to you. Never take media reporting at face value. If you see a central banker, kindly help them to the nearest jail cell. You get the idea. But the other night I received an email from a listener named David Skripek. He wrote in to congratulate me on the birth of my second child. As you probably know, having two healthy, wonderful children makes you the luckiest person in the world. No amount of money could ever replace the gift you just received. If only other people in the world could better understand this, the world would be a far better place. Less than 24 hours later, my best friend messaged me to say that her friend had just miscarried. It was her first pregnancy, and she and her partner had been trying for months to conceive. It's amazing how much we take for granted. When you're bleary-eyed and nearly falling over from exhaustion at 3 a.m, holding a crying newborn who refuses to go to sleep, it can be easy to forget that right there, swaddled in your arms, is the greatest gift of all, a healthy child. It's not just the big, important gifts that we take for granted, either. It's everything. Did you wake up this morning thankful that you're in good health? Happy to know that your friends and loved ones are okay? Cheerful at the thought that you have food in the fridge and a roof over your head? Of course not. No one does. And it would be borderline insane to be consciously thankful for everything that's good in your life at all times. But all too often, we run the risk of the exact opposite insanity. Dwelling only on our problems, and focusing only on the things we hate. This isn't a trivial realization. We are programmed to look out for danger and respond to threats. It's instinctual, and well, it should be. We live in a dangerous world, and our family line wouldn't have made it this far if there weren't an eternal vigilance against potential perils. But always focusing on the threats and dangers can send us off the deep end, especially when dealing in the doom and gloom that pervades so much of the alternative media. It can be all too easy to dwell on the negative and forget why it is we're fighting for truth and justice in the first place. In fact, it can become difficult to remember that we're fighting for anything at all, and just focus on fighting against our enemies, against the politicians and banksters and globalists and fraudsters and psychopaths. But just like the returning war vet who can't stop fighting the war in his head, or the homicide detective who assumes everyone is a murder victim in waiting, or a murderer in waiting, this perspective starts to ruin our appreciation of the world until we forget why it is we even cared in the first place. Sadly, this isn't some theoretical problem. I get dozens of emails a week from people who are frightened and angry and at their wits' end, asking me how I manage to keep doing this work given all the evil that we are facing. The answer is so simple that I'm not sure it can be taught, only perceived. In short, the answer is that I love my life. I love my family and my friends, and watching clouds roll by on a lazy summer afternoon, and reading a good book, and hearing the sound of my son's laughter, and, yes, hearing my daughter's cry. The cry of a healthy, growing newborn. This is why I care. I care because life is worth living, and I see that deep down, most people are the same. They just want to enjoy their families and their friends and their time on this planet too. I'm not fighting against the powers that shouldn't be. I'm fighting for all of those things in the world that are worth saving. This is all a bit heady and philosophical, so thankfully there is something extremely simple that you can do. Take some time every week to be consciously thankful. It could mean writing a gratitude journal once a week, or writing thank you notes to people who have helped you out, or counting your blessings, or just taking a moment for mental appreciation of those things that you love about your life. It might sound trivial or unimportant, but it's not. Studies show that people who take time once a week for consciously expressing their gratitude and thankfulness are happier, more optimistic, and better able to cope with the stress in their lives. This is the first thing I want to teach my daughter. Not how to hate politicians or the media or the banksters, but how to love what's right under her nose. Oh, there will be time enough to teach her about history and politics and economics and false flag terror and central banking and depopulation and all the nastiness. But if we want to be able to function at all in this world, first, we must learn to appreciate what we have. I took my daughter for a stroll down the block for the first time today. It was the first time she breathed the spring wind and felt the sun on her face. She cried, and slept, and cried again as my son played with the neighbor's child, the squeals of excitement at their childhood games echoing down the lane. Today was a good day. That's the greatest blessing, folks, and I trust that the message will strike a chord with people out there who understand what I'm talking about. And if you don't know, yes, I do write articles on a regular basis. In fact, I've been writing articles once or two times a week for the past, well, however many years, over a decade at this point. So if you are the reader type, please check out my writing. You might be interested in it. It includes not only pieces like that, but also hard-hitting, informative, information-packed pieces. I spend a significant portion of my week working on the newsletter every single week, so I hope people get something out of it. If you are interested in it, of course, you can read all of my writing for free. All of my writing these days is posted to Substack, so if you follow me at corbettreport.substack.com, you can sign up for the email list completely, 100%, totally for free if you wish, and you will be on the email list and you will get an email every single time I post anything, including an article. Or you can, of course, sign up to become a Corbett Report member and you can access the newsletter directly on the website. Also, as I am at pains to stress, these USB archives that are sold through newworldnextweek.com featuring every single podcast, interview, video, and article from each year of the Corbett Report. So, for example, the 2014 USB drive has every single article that I wrote in 2014, etc. So those are available on the USB drives as well. Again, I hope you make use of that kind of archive. I hope it's of use to you. Having said all of that, as I say, I'm going to be posting the this weekend subscriber newsletter in coming up this weekend, and then it will be a week off. So you can take that time to participate in the March Open Thread if you happen to be a Corbett Report member, or to explore the Corbett Report archives and start going back through previous material I've done, or maybe getting outside and enjoying a bit of the spring and feeling the sun on your face and living life a little bit. At any rate, I'll let you decide what to do with your time, but that's going to do it for this week. Thank you so much for your time and attention, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again in April.